the general public, yeah, as far as the general public, that they would think that the tobacco business is gone.
Yeah.
But as far as farming, the opportunity to raise burley tobacco has never been any greater. I mean, everybody asked me, anybody that ever asked me, would you get into the tobacco business? I said, if you like that kind of work, if you don't mind working with, you know, immigrants, whether they be Latinos or wherever they're from, if you don't mind doing that and mind putting in the time, it's a hard job, but there's an economic return to it, and really there's no limit other than yourself, what you can do. So, you know, if you want to get into business, you can make money if you want to do it.
Why do you think the general public thinks it's gone?
Well, I mean, TV and... You know, there's nothing ever positive said about it. You know, on the news or on any media, there's not anything ever said. And there's not as much discussion in the communities about it. And probably just because of the way it's viewed now. Occasionally, I'll hear something from the local, well, today. You know, there's some interest in tobacco. But generally speaking, we sit over here kind of on our own, and they don't realize there's people in the community, I don't think really know there's, you know, $50 to $60 million going out this door in a matter of 6 to 8 weeks. I don't think they realize the impact it still has.